from 41 right up to 60, 20 years approximately, Amir Muawiyah was the Khalifa, was the ruler, and there were no two parties. And that was the death knell for the Shias, Abdullah bin Sabah's party and all of them. Go open Minhajul Sunnah of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and see what. Now brothers, we're coming to the main topic that you wanted to hear about. But I had to give you this introduction. Who is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh is that Sahabi who is Katibul Wahy. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received Wahy, there were two groups, two panels. The major group were the Hufaz, those who used to bayat the Quran Sharif. The other group were those who used to write down the scribes of the revelation, of the Wahy. One of them was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. Second, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh is the only Sahabi and companion and beloved student of Mustafa alayhi salam who ruled for such a long period. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, 2.25 years. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, just over 10 years. Sayyidina Usman, 12 years. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, approximately 5 years. Sayyidina Hassan ibn Ali, 6 months. Amir Muawiyah, 20 years approximately. How can we even speak of such a person, such a giant? The time comes for his death. When Nabi alayhi salatu salam passed away, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Hajj, Hajjatul Wida in the 10th year, we find Nabi alayhi salatu salam's hair mubarak was shaven and then distributed among the Sahaba. You know, today they say Bal Mubarak. It started from them. Anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu salam's nails mubarak were also given. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had two. He said, the day I pass away, take Nabi alayhi salatu salam's two mubarak nails, put ye under my eye, and put ye the other one under the left eye. Khalli bayni wa bayna rabbi, and yon you go away, it's me and my beloved Allah. Understand who's Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. That is Muawiyah. Now, we go to another aspect. What is the other aspect? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala did not want to appoint anybody as Waliul Ahad. Waliul Ahad means, in our modern terminology, a crown prince. You know, you see, you have a king nowadays, you take any country, good, then they appoint Waliul Ahad. Waliul Ahad means that after me, this one will take over, normally the son or the brother and later, depending which country you want to discuss. Amir Muawiyah did not want to. But some of his confidants and people came and said, no, for the benefit of this ummah, yeah, you should do so and so forth. So eventually, it's true, we accept it, that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu designated the name of Yazid, his son, Yazid bin Muawiyah. And he said that Yazid will rule. Now, who is Yazid? Now before we come to Yazid, we have to understand this one, two things. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, لَتَفْتَحُنَّ الْقُسْتُنْتِينِيَّ, you will be the people who one day will conquer the land of Constantinople. If you know Istanbul's history, the original name was Islambul, the city of Islam. Then from Islambul, first name Kustuntinia, second name Islambul, third name now Istanbul. So anyway, you will conquer that city. فَنِعْمَ الْجَيْشُ فَنِعْمَ الْأَمِيرُ أَمِيرُهَا وَنِعْمَ الْجَيْشُ جَيْشُهَا. Who was the person who went with that army? Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. I've been 4-5 times to Istanbul, alhamdulillah. So, if you go to Istanbul on the outskirts, you will find Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala's qabr there. He was part of that. The motivating factor for the Sahabas to go in that direction was, you must remember this hadith of Mustafa alayhi salam, نِعْمَ الْأَمِيرُ أَمِيرُهَا وَنِعْمَ الْجَيْشُ جَيْشُهَا. The Amir of that army is considered as one of the best. And the army who goes there, they are considered as one of the best. Now what happens? Sahaba Muslims go, Yazid is part of that. Palestine, when it was conquered in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, Yazid is there in Jerusalem. So you can't study Yazid's life from one perspective only. He participated in historical battles in the time of Sayyidina Umar, in the time of, you know, other Khulafa and so forth. So he was part of that campaign that went to Istanbul and so forth. Just to go on with that, the ultimate, so victory was there, but not complete victory. Complete victory came, inshallah. Any brother you want to go, this time digressing 1-2 minutes. Any one of you brothers you want to go Istanbul, then you must remember 2-3 things there. Go study the old masajid there, and you will marvel at the architecture. Till today it is not one Westerner, not one Easterner can say we can do that. Who was the architect? His name was Sinan. The greatest architect in the Ottoman Empire, Sinan Rahimahullah. The last time we went, we stayed in a hotel and walking distance. So, you know, so many masajid. So they got the history written there of that masjid. And they say when Sinan wanted to build this masjid and the dome and the mausoleum, you know, all these things there and all that, the gumbat and all. He didn't know how he's going to get it right. So he brought the feet of the elephant, the legs of the elephant, and he used that as a support. And on top of that, he put the dome there. It's written in the history of that masjid. 1-2 times I went to the masjid, there's no one there. You know, sometimes you go early. So some non-Muslims came. Some men, some women, all mixed up. They say, give history. They speak Spanish and Italian, I don't know what and what. One person knew little bit English. I became the guide. I explained to that one who knows half English, and then angel female. And she's explaining to them all others. I'm telling them, this is what Islam is, this is what Sinan is, this. You will marvel at our greatness, what our people did. What? Second one, go to Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu's grave there. Two. Third one, go to Topkapi Museum and you will see the greatness there, that what things they achieved. So when you go, you can just send an email, we'll tell you all the places you must go to there. So anyway, the complete victory, I'm just going to show you this part of history, Islam, what it did. Sultan Muhammad Al-Fatih, my beloved youth, read of Tariq bin Ziyad in his early 20s. Read of Sultan Muhammad Al-Fatih in his early 20s. They didn't score centuries and score goals. What they did, my beloved brothers and sisters, they conquered places. Tariq bin Ziyad, Gibraltar, Jabal Tariq till today. Sultan Muhammad Al-Fatih, when they entered, he took the boats over the land and sand. Something no one could think of doing. And this was the basis of the Romans. And he said, listen to this. In the morning he said, you see Hagia Sophia, this side is the blue mosque, what they call the blue masjid, that side is Hagia Sophia. He said, Zohar Salat, we're going to read in Hagia Sophia. Lo and behold, they defeated the people, Zohar Salat, they went there. And they remove the cross, they remove all the tasweer and photos, and Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He reminded them of this hadith. فَنِعْمَ الْأَمِيرُ أَمِيرُهَا وَنِعْمَ الْجَيْشُ جَيْشُهَا. They all went into sajda and they thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today go to Hagia Sophia, compromise. They made it a museum. This side is masjid like a little bit. We don't need salat, they just left it. And that side there is a church and everything. So the tourists go, they see half Islam, half Christian, all mixed up. So they made it a museum now and this type of thing. Our history said history. So just a point I wanted to do. That was Yazid. Now Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu passes away. Now it is Yazid's rule. Now what happens? You must remember that in Medina Munawwara, during the time of, you know, Amir Muawiyah, the announcement was being made that Yazid will be the next Khalifa. So Sahaba, these are great people, they stood up. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala stood up and said, no, this is not the way of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala stood up. And Imam Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu. These are all eminent, illustrious sahaba. Nevertheless, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala passes away. And now, you must remember, people take the bay'ah, especially in Sham, that is the headquarters, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon area, and all take the 99% took the bay'ah on the hand of Yazid. So they in Medina Munawwara, the governor is told, you must make sure that you take the bay'ah from Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr, Abdullah bin Umar, all the sahaba. Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr said, no, we will take the bay'ah, but we don't take the bay'ah now, we will take it tomorrow in a masjid. Because now they know what's going to happen. Everything will happen with the sword. That night they took flight and they went away from Medina Munawwara to Makkah. When they came to Makkah, they met, it's almost Hajj time. So you must remember that they met eminent sahaba. Abdullah bin Abbas, others were there. Said, where you want to go, Sayyidina Hussein? He said, I want to go from here and I'm going towards Kufa and those areas, Iraq, Karbala and all these places. Every sahabi told him, don't go. You know what they did with your father? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He got martyred there. You know what they did with your brother? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Don't go. But, ma qadar Allah, what Almighty Allah had decreed. Now listen to the dates. Before Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala leaves Makkah, he already sent Muslim bin Aqil. Lo and behold, Muslim bin Aqil gets martyred, you must remember there, on the 8th of Zilhijjah. And remember that Sayyidina Hussein already leaves. So 8-9 he gets martyred, and then Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu leaves. He's thinking that Muslim bin Aqil is there, and he's already arranging for everything. In the meantime, these people who sent thousands of letters to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, come and we will make you as our Khalifa and Amir and everything. They turned. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is going. He meets en route to Karbala and Kufa and all these areas for Razdaq, the Shahir. He asked him for Razdaq, what's happening there? He said, oh Hussein radiallahu anhu, the hearts of the people are with you, but the soul of the people is with Yazid and the government. You see, brothers, the sword can do a lot of things also. Anyway, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was not hungry for power. We must understand this, brothers. He did not say, I want to become. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu states and stand and stance on this issue was one. My Nana, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away, we brought a Khilafat system. We didn't bring a Mulukiya system, that after the father, then the son must rule, and then the son must rule. So that was the whole fight of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Remember that. It was not he was hungry for power or something else. Nevertheless, to cut a long story short, so when he went towards the Karbala and these places there, there was shortage of water. All this happened in the year 60, Zilhijjah. Hajj took place, Sayyidina Hussein already left. On the 8th, 9th, before the day of Arafat, before the time started, they already left. All the Sahaba said, don't go. When they reached there, then a lot of things happened. The area, I've been there in 2000. The country is Iraq. And the place is called Karbala, and the Maidan is called Maidan al-Tafuf. Now, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu told the people, they give me 2-3 options. Option number one, let me meet Yazid. Option number two, let me go back to Medina Munawwara. Option number three, that let take me to any border, Islamic country nearby, I'll go there. Let me meet Yazid. For what? You see, the ulama have written, eventually, even Sayyidina Hussein was prepared to take the bay'ah on Yazid. Because he knew too much bloodshed. But you know, when you have all the small people who got in the ultimate, you know, and motives, and they have a hidden agenda. So no, you can't meet. They were the main cause. Yazid was not. We're not saying Yazid is an excellent person. Don't make that mistake. We're not saying that. But the main people who committed the crime were not Yazid. It was the people under him, due to their own hidden agenda. And what they did, then 72 people, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, all got martyred in the battle of Karbala, 10th day of Muharram, the day of Ashura, Friday, the year 61.